Eleanor, how's that bowl? You're just going to chew it up? Great. Thanks, Dick.
Good afternoon, Willis Steelers.
Hi, love.
Hey, girl.
Oh, no. Are you still not feeling well? No, don't be sorry.
I'm still not 100%, girl.
I know. I told Kimmy about how you weren't feeling well and what had happened, FYI. Just in case she calls, it's my fault.
No worries.
I know you guys are friends anyways, but yeah, because she always ever so often we get on the, I think I got on a, oh, I talked to Harvey a few weeks ago. Did you know that this man, I couldn't talk to him. I was so worried, and he literally needed to call me the same time I was calling him, and it just worked out kismically.
going. That's all I know.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
I wanted to forward you over. We have a lot of brand new goods, but this one in particular is called a 20 carat 0.43 FSI2 GIA round brilliant. I mean, it goes for a lovely number of $825,000. Most jewelers are going to probably want to get $1.3 million to $1.6 million on a guy like that, and most jewelers look at me crazy when I offer all of these social media and pictures, but what I'm finding is it actually is helping bring Christmas business into the store, and I wanted to offer it to you if you want to use it. You don't have to. And I created two different campaigns, one more Christmas-derived with, like, a cute little, like, superhero elf on the shelf. I created all the content for whatever you want to choose with whatever picture on this 20-carat, but I also did, like, cute little, like, tennis bracelets as garland and stuff on a cute little pine cone tree that I developed hours before that. So
yeah, it sounds like you're having fun.
Yeah. Well, I took some really cool perforated wood that Matt had found from, like, an old job, I think, or maybe an estate sale, and a Herkimer diamond that was raw inside of a rock still that, you know, we had found. And I put that big, huge 20-carat on top of it, which is the size of like a quarter, mind you.
I was going to say it'd have to be bigger. No, it's got to be bigger than a quarter, isn't it?
No, I'll send you. 20-carat
round?
Yeah, I took it in and put it inside of one of the largest succulents that I could find.
Oh, wow.
And it was. I did some really cool photos.
What's the dimensions on it?
It's in the system.
GIAF?
It's a GIAF.
Wow.
SI2 20.43. It's like unheard of.
Yeah, we don't see those every day.
No, you don't. And I was afraid to, like, play with it. This one I was afraid to play with. Probably not because of hardness, because the larger they are, the harder they are. Just overall in the value aspect. And when the GG, who has been there maybe a little bit less than me, but knows me really well and was like, I'm taking the 20-carat back into the vault. Can there be a security guard with me? And I had left it unattended for 10 minutes or so. I was like, oh, shit, I got to get my stuff together.
No, we don't leave those things.
No, we don't. But it was on the fourth floor. It wasn't like I was, like, not responsible, obviously. I was very responsible in holding it and touching it and not getting in trouble. But I just sent you some photos. I also took some cool uranium glass that Matt had found a little penguin for me. And I love penguins because of the whole concept of they only fall in love with one person forever, timeless. Yeah, and I created some content based on that for you, too. So they're all coming your way if
like
you choose to use.
Doves. Pigeons? Doves. Doves.
I don't know if it's a pigeon or a dove.
Doves do that, too, I think.
Maybe.
No.
But I also included elephants in there and some geodes and some pink quartz for love. And I created some cool taglines that went along with, like, a natural, like, the world's nature right here, blah, blah, blah. And it actually sounds, I didn't create it, quite frankly. I just gave the content into ChatGPT, and they created it for me. It's really quite fun when they could take my words and make it something.
I'll jump online and check in a bit.
Oh, I just texted it to you, so it's just going to come in a link.
Okay.
When you get it, you'll get it.
Okay. All right. Cell phone to the computer.
I sent it to the Harvey in my system here. Let me just make sure it's the right Harvey. I only have one.
Yep, it just popped.
It takes a little while because when I say I sent you all of the content, it's all of the content. I'm now sending you all of the verbiage and words so that
items.
You can do it.
46 items. Holy macaroni. Yeah.
You should have already gotten one that was a 20-er, right? Or no?
I don't know. Let me see.
That taxidermy still kills
me.
Yeah,
one was a 20, yeah.
That's so funny.
You said taxidermy?
That taxidermy, the picture, the last picture that you and I talked about last time. Whenever it pulls up and I have to scroll up through your stuff, I'm like, God, that's funny. I remember that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And you sent me the taxidermy stuff.
My granddaughter just went hunting.
Really?
Last
Did she
weekend.
Do good?
Oh, yeah, I've got a video of her. She shot it and carried the doggone deer all the way back to the truck and threw it in the back.
Wow. Did she
yeah.
process it on site herself, too?
Oh, well, her dad's a taxidermist. He's the one that did that.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's her dad that did all that.
Right.
Yeah,
that
the
makes
Wood
sense.
Wildlife Studio. Yeah.
That's cool. That's so cool.
I never
did the processing myself. I'll be honest. I really only kind of hit a few, but it was with a bow and arrow, and it was never a clean shot. And we always had to go looking for my deer. I can openly admit I was not good at that. I got nervous. Yeah, I totally flubbed up. I would get nervous under pressure, and I never wanted to do it with a gun. But give me a BB gun and show me some squirrels or birds, like the bad birds, like the sparrows. There are so many of them. I could get those buggers or a pheasant or anything like that. I was really good at the little shit. But that deer with the bow and arrow, I would just get so nervous, and you have to be quiet. And clearly I'm not quiet.
Oh, yeah.
I also didn't like smelling like that pee that they put on themselves.
Oh.
I really hated that smell, and I smelled too good for the forest is what my uncles and my dad used to say to me.
Yeah, you can't do that. You're supposed to go wallow in the dirt before you go out on site.
Yeah. Well, they would. They didn't
have nice starched clothes.
No, they didn't even do that to me. When I was so butthurt that I couldn't go, I think I was in, like, middle school. And it was like the first year they weren't taking me out for the big run, and I was so butthurt. And they were like, well, my uncles now admit that they were trying to come up with a good idea or a good reason why. Their reason why is shitty idea, like, you smell too good for the forest. And then my dad came around and put that pee on me, and I was like, oh, hell no, I'll never go out in the forest again. This sucks. I don't know. Take me home.
I can't even stand myself. This
yeah,
is terrible.
I want to smell good again, please. And I was a teenager. To be fair, I probably didn't smell. Well, I probably smelled pretty good. Honestly, I was I was pretty into boys, and boys meant you had to smell good.
That is a big rock.
You see that bad boy? I'm so glad they came in. Isn't it gorge?
No. But what's dimensions on it?
Oh, yeah, let me, I was
what's
pulling
the
that up. Yeah, let me pull that up for you. I have one, I have video in an email that you could also post if you'd like, with it in like a loop and all that stuff when it came in. The spread on this guy is, it was ungodfully crazy, no joke. Where is the P number? I'm trying to find the P number because it's not going to show, it does show in my system. There we go. It is $825,000, and it's an FSI-2, and it's a 20.43 GIA certified for an ungodful amount of money. But you know what? It's actually not a bad, from my understanding, it's not a terrible price either. It's really not. I guess, but
what's
for me,
I said diameter across.
I'm still my system
oh,
takes
still
longer.
Searching. You said
it's
a
still 20.43. Yeah, but I can only give you derivatives up to like the 10 carat on wrap. Right now, I'm like
no, exactly. That's what I mean. There is no sheet.
It's crazy. There's no sheet for that. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to give you the real numbers. Give me 2 seconds. It takes a little while to search this way. I had to go into the old system in order to do it. Unfortunately. But it will be my largest stone, natural stone in the system.
Oh, I would say so.
We had an 18-carat lab, and it was like $48,000. I'm not even joking. Like, take away 2 carats and make the less validity, and you can have yourself one of those for 50 grand, or you can have the validity and all that comes with it, and the color even, and pay close to a mil.
Well, you can get a brand new house with the other one and still get the lab created, 20.
You can make it your, are you saying that's going to be your travel ring?
Well, can you imagine? Jeez.
Oh, my God. Could you ever imagine that? I would be a goner. Okay.
You'd have to have a cane just to carry it with you.
No, really? No.
Yeah, with a shotgun on the end of the cane. So you can.
Oh, yeah. Like, what? Yeah, exactly. Like, where are you putting this thing? I would like to know.
No. No, you just custom fabricate something for it, and then you enhance the edge with a hidden halo.
Yep.
And do a triple shank instead of a split, because you got such a diameter that you got to fill it. And it's modern brilliant cut, correct?
Yeah, round brilliant. Yep.
Yeah, round brilliant.
It's not an old Euro. I'm curious, though, like... I would be curious just overall, like, what would you actually charge for something like that? Because most jewelers are telling me 1.3 to 1.6.
Yeah, hang on real quick, okay? I've got a call. Hang on.
What is that stupid... Eleanor.